Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The most feminine thing that a woman can do is be authentic to herself. You are already feminine. You are naturally a goddess. You were born this way. That is your birthright. The only thing that you need to work on is making sure that you're showing up authentically to you. It's so easy to get caught up in the feminine rules, the masculine rules, and try to sort of put yourself in a box when in reality, the thing that's going to make you the most magnetic and the most seductive and divinely feminine is literally just being yourself. Being the person that you want to be. Being a feminine leader in the sense that you know what you want. You're not going to settle for less. You're not scared to ask for it. You're not scared to tell people no. You know who you are. It's that feeling of security, that feeling of authenticity, knowing that you're free to express yourself in whatever way you want. If you're a woman and you want to wear pantsuits, that's okay. If you want to wear dresses and wear lipstick and be girlier, that's okay too. There is no one right way to be feminine. There is no one way that feminine energy is supposed to be expressed. The thing that's keeping you from your feminine energy and being able to show it and radiate it is that you keep trying to think of a rule. You keep looking to the outside to tell you how you're supposed to be a woman, how you're supposed to be feminine, how you're supposed to get what you want. You are already given these codes. As a woman, you're already given your desires. You're already given the ideas and the visions of what you deserve and what you get to have. Are you stepping into it though? Are you saying yes to it? Or are you telling yourself, no, you can't do that because that's not the right way? You have to be like her. You have to act like they act. That is not the way to truly be in your feminine energy because you are already born with that. As a woman, you naturally have feminine energy in you. There's no right or wrong way to be that girl. By the way, if you're on your feminine healing journey, go ahead and check the link in my description so you can view all of my different resources, my books, my digital courses, and of course, to work with me one-on-one. Feminine power comes from you deciding how you want it to be expressed. You can express feminine power being a CEO and being a boss babe. You can also express feminine power being a stay-at-home wife. There is no rule that you need to follow. That is the beauty of today's world, that women can do whatever we want to do. There are no rules. Now the issue is we don't feel feminine enough. We don't feel powerful enough. And I'm here to tell you that you are the one that's supposed to give yourself this power. No one is going to tell you, oh, you're powerful. You can do whatever you want. Unless you're watching videos like this that are encouraging you. But in real life, No one is supposed to be telling you those things. You're supposed to be telling it to yourself. That's why on your free time, you're meant to be doing affirmations. You're meant to be journaling. You're meant to be meditating, exercising, taking care of your body, doing self-care. Why do you think all of these things help your feminine energy? Because your feminine energy just means you're being authentic. And the best way to be authentic is to feel nurtured and safe. If you're not safe as a woman, if you're not able to set healthy boundaries, you're not able to communicate what you want, you can't truly have your feminine energy exude in a way that's authentic to you. You're always going to be in your wounded energy. You're never going to be fully who you're meant to be because you're not willing to allow yourself the space to do it. Having power as a woman doesn't mean that you need to be domineering or bossy or tell people what they have to do all the time or try to force others and micromanage everyone else. You don't have to try to control anyone else. That's the beauty of your femininity, is that you just being who you are naturally activates the people around you. It makes them want to step up and be their best selves because they see you being your best self. Having feminine power and powerful feminine energy means that you know when to take the lead and you also know when to take the back seat and let someone else lead. You advocate for your own needs. You don't put your power in anyone else's hands, but at the same time, you're able to surrender to others and allow others to do things for you. That's the beauty of femininity. We can do everything ourselves. We can be bosses and CEOs. And some women like to do that as their career. They love to work in their corporate world, and that's okay. But that doesn't necessarily mean that every woman needs to be living in that way. You can still be a powerful feminine woman and not have to work at that corporate job. You can still be powerful in your household. You can still be powerful in your business. You don't have to follow the blueprints of the woman who is the high-achieving executive. You don't have to fit into a man's mold of success. That is the beauty of femininity. You get to be who you want to be, and no one else has to tell you that that's okay, because you're able to give yourself permission slip. You're able to tell yourself, yeah, I can do whatever I want because I'm a woman and I'm powerful and I'm independent, but I can also be soft and be provided for and still receive the things that I want. Yes, I can work hard to get what I want, but I can equally receive blessings and not have to do anything that I don't want to do. That is the true key to feminine energy, is knowing that you genuinely don't have to do anything that you don't want to do because you are extremely powerful and you deserve whatever it is that you want. You don't have to prove to anyone that you're independent or that you're capable. You don't have to prove to other people that you're so smart and that you can lead a team. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You are a goddess. You are supposed to be cherished. You are supposed to do the things that you want to do. You are given these desires already. You were born with the blueprint. The vision is already in you. It's about you being able to follow that vision and act in that way. And you don't have to feel super confident all the time. You don't have to feel perfect all the time and feminine and amazing and self-assured. We all go through stages where we're not super confident or we're feeling a little bit insecure about what we're doing. It's not about how you feel. It's about how you act, because your feelings will eventually catch up to what your behavior is. But if you always let your feelings control your actions, you're never going to create what you want and your feelings will never change. If this is resonating with you so far, go ahead and type yes in the comment section. You get to have what you want because of what's inside, not because of what's external. You don't need to fit any type of beauty standard or any type of gender roles. You need to do what's already in you, because as I said before, as a woman, You are a natural born leader. You naturally have that divine feminine energy that's guiding you, but you have to train your brain to follow that intuition and to act on those desires and to not just wait for outside approval or wait for the confidence to come before you act on something. You will build that feminine, powerful confidence as you act on it. As you continue to show up and affirm to yourself, I am powerful. I am a woman. I am not less than. I am feminine and I am strong. I can do whatever it is that I want to do. This is the type of encouragement that years ago, women needed that encouragement to go into the workforce because they weren't able to work. They weren't able to become CEOs and have those high-powered positions. Now it's not the case anymore. Now, telling women that they have to do those things and they have to compete with men in the workforce, that's also not feminist, because feminism is about equality. It's about you being able to choose what you want for yourself. So if you want to go into the corporate space, you can do that. If you want to start your own business, you can do that. If you want to be an artist, you can do that. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, you can also do that. You are empowered to do whatever it is that you want to do. And guess what? Because you're powerful, if you want to do all of the things and you want to work corporate and have a business and be a stay-at-home mom and do all the things, guess what? You can do that too. There are no rules. There are no boxes for you to put yourself into because you are already that. As I told you before, the blueprint is in your mind. What do you want for yourself? Do you want multiple things? Do you just want one thing? Be honest about that and go towards that with 100% of your energy and 100% of your faith, because your feminine energy supports everything that you do. Whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you believe in, at the bare minimum, believe in yourself. Believe in the fact that you are a powerful human being and you can do whatever you set your mind to. But no one else is going to make you do that. You have to prove it to yourself. And sometimes this means you need to create distance from the people who keep reminding you of how small you are. Because the biggest thing I see holding these amazing women back is that they're surrounding themselves by people who think small. They're surrounding themselves by people who also aren't being authentic and genuine. How can you have more confidence and feel motivated to go after what you want when you can't even talk to your friends about your goals? You can't even talk to your partner about what you want for your life because they'll just judge you and make you feel insecure about it. That's not a way to live life. And I'll tell you this right now. A lot of you are manifesting relationships where people don't appreciate you because you don't appreciate yourself. We attract people that validate how we feel about ourselves. So when we feel low about ourselves, we're going to attract people that validate that within us. As soon as you start validating yourself and appreciating yourself, you'll realize that those people that doubted you or made you feel insecure, they just disappear from your life. They're busy, they stop reaching out. For whatever reason, they just can't touch you when you're in this energy. And at the same time, you're going to start attracting people and opportunities that validate that you are powerful. When I was disempowered and I was a victim and I had the worst boyfriends and the worst friends and I was getting paid so badly and I could never get like a good business opportunity, like that's all I was seeing. That was the cycle that I was in. It was just repeating over and over and over again. And every single person that I met would doubt my ambitions. Like, I could never talk about my ideas because they would always say, oh, well, you know, maybe you should stay in school. Maybe you shouldn't like pursue this hobby. It's more, content creation is more of a hobby. It's not really a career. And everyone was telling me that. Everyone was mirroring that back to me because I wasn't confident within myself. It wasn't until I decided for myself, you know what? So what if I'm insecure? So what if I may fail? I'm still going to do it because that's what I want to do. And if I have the desire, it's there for a reason. God didn't give me this desire for nothing. So let me go do it. Now, the same people who are doubting me are the ones trying to reach out to me and reconnect with me and get advice from me. They're the ones saying, oh, I knew you could do it. Wow, you're so lucky. You're so successful. They call me lucky now. All they see is the blessings and the good luck and all the amazing things that I'm attracting into my life. But they didn't see all the mental effort I was putting in the background to act in a confident way, even when I was depressed, even when I was anxious, even when I was doubting myself. I still showed up in a way to make my young self proud, to make my desires proud of me. Because God gifted me with these desires. The universe gifted me with these desires. Whatever you want to say, you have those desires. Let's say you gifted yourself with that desire. You have to honor it. When you're honoring what you want and you're acting on it and you're manifesting it, that's when you're going to be in your most magnetic feminine energy. Because all having feminine energy really means is that you are taking the natural energy that you're given and you're channeling it through your feminine channel in a way that's authentic and genuine. You're not looking for external validation. You're not looking for permission. You're acting literally from your energy, not from anything else. That's what it really means to be divinely feminine, to be a goddess, to be high value. You're not asking for permission. You're just being that girl and you're being that example for other people. Now, warning to you, acting in this way, being in your feminine energy, being divinely feminine, that's gonna attract people that are jealous. That's gonna attract people that are resentful. The people that you know are probably not gonna like to see you winning. And it's not because they hate you. It's not because they're bad people. It's because when someone is not genuine or authentic, it triggers them to see other people being genuine and authentic. So if you start seeing your relationships crashing down after watching this video and applying this advice, just know it's part of the process. And everyone and everything that you're currently shedding, it's gonna come back to you times 10. Like, there's people that I have shed so many tears because I didn't want to let them go, or they held such a special place in my heart, but I still let them go because I knew it wasn't aligned. And I was rewarded with someone who is like a better version of that exact person, which I find so crazy because I'm like, wait, they're literally like them 2.0. Like, they're the new and improved version. Like, that's crazy. And I thought they were so unique, huh? So this is your sign that everything is going to come back to you. You can't lose something that belongs to you, but don't lose yourself in trying to attain things outside of yourself, because that's the only thing you should be worried about losing. The only person that you should be worried about losing is yourself. Always be who you truly are and don't try to like be someone else. Instead, try to be the best version of yourself, because in reality, the best version of yourself simply means the most healthy, the most confident, and the most secure version. You're not going to be somebody completely different. You're just going to be the more improved version of who you currently are. So look at your life, see what areas you're just not fully allowing your desires to manifest. Like, you're kind of second guessing yourself. You're not really like acknowledging the desire. You're just like, yeah, I kind of want that, but like, it's no big deal. No, it is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And you should act like it's a big deal. You should be writing it down every single day, thinking about how you're going to get to this goal. And I'm telling you, the opportunities are going to come to you. You're going to feel so confident. You're going to feel so feminine. You're going to feel so cherished and loved. And everyone else around you is just going to confirm how amazing you are. You won't have to beg for scraps anymore. You won't have to beg for people to validate you. People will just naturally validate you. It's going to be a side effect of you being so amazing and being the genuine feminine person that you already are. To keep learning more, go ahead and stream the podcast. The Thrive With Her podcast talks about anything you need to know: feminine energy, confidence, self-improvement, relationships, setting boundaries, all the things that you need, all the cheat codes to life.